Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps says it has launched a wave of ballistic missiles towards Israel, focused on Israeli military targets, and is in response to the killing of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah and others. Alarms sounded across Israel, and explosions were heard in Jerusalem, the Jordan River Valley, and other areas as people took cover in bomb shelters. Israeli Army Radio reported around 200 missiles were fired from Iran. The figure was confirmed by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Israeli military spokesman Daniel Hagari reported no known injuries from the attacks. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. assisted in intercepting a number of Iranian missiles. He says the attack is a significant escalation by Iran, and he warns there would be severe consequences.
Today, Iran launched nearly 200 ballistic missiles towards targets in Israel. The United States military coordinated closely with the Israeli Defense Forces to help defend Israel against this attack. U.S. naval destroyers joined Israeli air defense units in firing interceptors to shoot down inbound missiles. We are still working with the IDF and the authorities in Israel to assess the impact of the attack. But at this time, and I stress at this time, we do not know of any deaths in Israel.